Owners of the 8,600 properties in South Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, still without gas after last week's explosions and fires, may not have to wait as long as originally thought to have service restored. Elected leaders and the gas utility today say they have a plan for replacing 48 miles of pipeline by November 19th, less than 2 months from now. Governor Charlie Baker says he's trying to get all parties to work together to address the problem quickly.
The goal here is to start getting people the goods and the services and the support and that they helped that they need to get back on track and to make sure the work that gets done is done briskly and safely.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman's been following this story and was at this morning's news conference. Bruce, welcome.
Hi, Jack.
So it's a complicated plan for helping people in their homes in the next week. Can you just lay out what's supposed to happen and when?
Okay, well, starting tomorrow, Saturday, members of the Massachusetts National Guard will start handing out electric cooking appliances door-to-door, basically hot plates. That's only in Lawrence. People are going to be able to pick up hot plates at claim centers in Andover and North Andover. On Monday, electricians will install an estimated 24,000 space heaters in homes that can support them. Next Wednesday, the 26th, crews will start assessing damage inside of homes and workplaces and give timelines for gas restoration. And then again, Columbia Gas is supposed to have new pipelines in place on November 19th. That's just 2 months away.
So Columbia Gas is putting a retired naval officer in charge of all these efforts. What can you tell us about him?
His name is Joe Albanese. He's founder and CEO of Commodore Builders. It's a construction management firm in Newton, which is where he's from. He spent 28 years of military service with the Naval Construction Forces. He led a group of 2,000 CBs in the Middle East. He's a captain. He'll be responsible for what they call in the military C3, command, control, and communications. Here's what Albanese said must be done.
We need to energize 8,600 gas meters and associated buildings. We need to install 48 miles of pipe. Today we have 20 crews working. We'll have 60 crews working on Monday, the 24th, ramping up to 195 crews by October 8th. We'll complete the project by November 19th.
So Bruce, as you said earlier, November 19th is basically 2 months from now. You've been spending all this week talking to gas and pipeline experts. Is that realistic?
It's ambitious. All the experts I spoke to said it could take many months. I mean, they're going to have 195 crews on the ground by October 8th installing pipes. I spoke to Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera earlier today after the news conference, and he says he's got confidence in the plan that Albanese and his team had laid out.
Like, people keep talking about how, you know, experts have said. And what I would suggest to you is that unless you know the pipe that's in the ground here, you're not really sure what they can or can't do. And I would suggest that they laid out a plan with the knowledge specific to the pipes that are here and not just the knowledge of some guy who used to work at a gas company 100 years ago.
Some of those pipes are 100 years old. But I also spoke to Pablo Vegas. He's an executive vice president for NiSource, which is the company that owns Columbia Gas. And he sounded pretty darn optimistic. He says he's going to be hiring independent contractors. I asked him about the locked out National Grid workers, and he said, nope, we're going to work with the companies and contractors.
Okay, so Bruce, this plan involves buying thousands of appliances, hiring many extra workers, replacing miles of old pipeline. Who is paying for all of this?
Governor Baker repeatedly said today that Columbia Gas was going to foot the bill for the recovery. I got a statement sent by the administration later. They said the administration opposes Columbia Gas passing any costs on to ratepayers associated with any wrongdoing of the company related to the gas explosions in Merrimack Valley. Now, I asked NiSource CEO Joe Hamrock about that.
I'm not going to get in. We haven't established all of those figures, so it's too early to do that. Right now, our focus is on reestablishing lives in the community, taking care of all of the issues that our affected citizens are working through, and our sole focus since the incident has been on establishing.
I tried, Jack, mightily, but you can hear that he's not about to answer that question. Everybody's really disciplined on this thing. They're all reading out of the same playbook.
So are we any closer to understanding exactly what caused these explosions last week?
Well, both the governor and NiSource CEO Hamrock deflected questions about this today, saying there really is something that the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. It's not up to them. We'll wait to hear what they have to say. So until something comes from them, we won't know for certain. There are some reports that an independent contractor that was working in Lawrence may have had something to do with it. The company has denied that. We have no way of confirming it now.
All right. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman keeping an eye on what's going on in the Merrimack Valley related to these gas fires and explosions last week. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.